Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of That's the Thing on Radio Azim Premji University, where we take one object and we say, kya ye Indian? Most of us believe that it is, but is it really? That's the thing. And today, we have a cool, refreshing, thanda, taza episode.
That's Jimmy, who is giving us heavy build-up for today's item. I'm Kavya.
And I'm Atharva. And today, we are talking about Indian subcontinent's favorite summer drink, Ruafza.
Ruafza!
Naan vandheltini, I was actually a Rasna girly, okay?
Oh!
I first drank Ruafza at my friend Aarti's house. See, her mom used to scam her into drinking her milk every day by putting lots of Ruafza in it. And the appeal was that it was bright pink. And I was like, I also want.
Did you drink it? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I was in her house, yes. I was
and
just like.
You liked it?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh. I have somehow never had Ruafza growing up. Like, yeah. I used to be like a Tang person and a Rasna person.
Huh. Yeah.
And I feel like the pink wasn't a USP for me because, you know, growing up, you have this ki pink is a girl's color.
Right.
So you're like, pink drink.
I've drunk Ruafza in many forms
when
I was a kid. Also because at that point, Rasna hadn't yet become so popular.
Mm.
Then much later, Rasna became. But Ruafza I've had in different forms.
And it makes sense that we feel that way because it was not a part of a very South Indian regularly consumed food.
Yes.
Because it is a Yunani antidote for the loo.
Oh.
Okay, and before Jimmy makes a mokka joke about going to the loo.
Damn it.
Ruafza.
Yes, Atharva, thank you for having my back.
Okay, the loo is the hot winds that blow across North India and Pakistan. Basically, you know this, right? 42 degrees feels like 47.
Yeah.
This hot blanket that just strangles you in May and June all across the north.
Yeah, man. This wind, it raises hell out of the Thar desert. And with all its heat and dust and sweat and pain, Ameer ho ya Gareeb, sabko ek hi feeling deti hai.
Have you been in the loo? I haven't experienced the loo.
I have. So in Gujarat, there's bad loos that happen in the month from April to June, July. So when hot winds from Rajasthan come into the state, and it's just very bad. It's very dry, high intensity winds that are very, very hot. And you just need to shut your houses and sit.
Yeah, and you'll get advisories. Like my family used to live in Delhi very briefly for a year and a half when I was a child. And I remember being told in the summer that children and older people should not leave the house. Like you would get like, stay at home, no questions asked.
And this is apparently the actual origin story of Ruafza.
Right.
Where the great wizard, Hakim Abdul Majid, apna Yunani gyan leke, decided he would vanquish this great evil. And in 1906, Ruafza was born.
Don, 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 don.
Wow. Thank you for that, SFX. I would like a...
No,
damn it, that's right.
Ruafza is almost 120 years old.
Yeah.
And Pakistan or Bangladesh maybe. Ruafza is a drink that's filled with nostalgia.
Okay, so what does Ruafza mean? I know Ru means soul, but what does Ruafza mean?
I feel like literal matlab hoga soul refresher, which is, I feel exactly how it feels on a hot day.
Okay.
But one version of the name actually is from a character in a book.
Of course you'd know this.
In 1838, Pandit Dayashankar Naseem wrote Masnavi Gulzar-e-Naseem.
Okay.
And in that, this is like this poem, it's long, you know, epic poem. There's a princess jinka naam tha Ruafza.
Oh.
And she was the daughter of the king of Firdaus. And Firdaus is basically the heavens or paradise. So the idea is that this princess come down to help you and save you.
Or drink straight from heaven.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, lovely.
So basically, Hakim Abdul Majid invented Ruafza as a sharbat to be drunk to prevent heat stroke.
Okay.
Right? And he made it out of a chotu little dawakhana of House Kazi in Delhi.
Okay.
Ek hi saal mein, wo itna popular ho gaya, ki they had to start producing it at an industrial level.
Wait, who were they?
Yeah, so that's a really cute story. This is own kind of epic. Okay, so first, you've got Hakim Abdul Majid, but his wife, Rabia Begum, assisted him and supervised the whole production process.
Okay.
Unke dehant ke baad, unke do bete, Hakim Abdul Hamid and Hakim Mohammad Saeed, decided to take their father's work at Hamdard Dawakhana and turn it into Hamdard Laboratories.
Oh.
Or partition ke time mein, one brother stayed in India and one brother decided to go to Pakistan.
Like in Deewar.
Yes, that amazing shot, na? Jab Shashi Kapoor goes one way and Amitabh Bachchan the other, and Shashi Kapoor's road is like paved perfectly and Amitabh's is like all in the wilderness. It's like my favorite scene in that movie.
I've heard Neenu Yao cinema nu nodalanta.
How the gym? It's just that my dad is like a super fan of Amitabh Bachchan. So I've watched Deewar like 100 times.
Imagine them meeting someday and doing that mere paas maa hai wala dialogue.
Wo kabhi nahi hota. Because each brother started one wing of the operations and both manufactured roofs.
And their mom helped both of them. Rabia Begum.
It could be then a Kummela type of meeting.
Yes.
Mere paas roofsa hai. Mere paas bhi roofsa hai. Bye.
So because these guys produced roofs in both India and Pakistan, Roo Afza is also popular in both the countries.
Ah, okay.
As well as in Bangladesh, actually. So in all three countries, Roo Afza is considered a part of breaking the roza during Ramzan. So you'll find Roo Afza at many iftar tables.
I love the Ramzan period, yeah. The street food during that time, oof. Have any of you tried doing the fast?
I have always wanted to, but it seems very intimidating.
Yeah, it does.
So maine ek saal roza manaya tha. It was really something. Obviously, I didn't do it as strictly as they do it. But it was an intense experience. And you know, roza ke time mein, mere dost cricket khelne aate the, yaar. Aur pura din khelte the, dhoop mein, without water they'd play. That commitment is at a different level altogether, yeah.
The true. Christians also have a similar thing, no? Lent.
Yes.
At around the same time.
Yeah,
my
that's right.
Mom-in-law.
Before Easter.
My in-laws keep Lent. And I love the things that they decide to give up. It's very adorable. One year, one of my husband's cousins gave up chocolate. And I was like, oh, I can't do that.
I think one of the most relevant things that one of my friends has given up during Lent is social media.
Oh.
Like gone off social media for 40 days.
That's amazing.
That's very cool.
So good.
Okay, so back to Roo Afza.
Right.
Both brothers made their organizations charitable. So most of the proceeds of Roo Afza and all the Hamdard products go back into the community. And this is one of the pillars of Islam.
But total kitne pillars hai?
So, Islam ke 5 pillars hai. And these are the core duties that all Muslims are expected to fulfill throughout their lives. Okay, so it's the foundation of their practice and belief. These pillars are shahada, their faith, salah, prayer, zakat, almsgiving, saum, fasting, and hajj, pilgrimage.
Ah, okay. So, Hamdard is also the reason that Hakim Abdul Hamid was awarded both the Padma Shri and the Padma Bhushan awards by the Indian government.
Yeah, and he was also an academic. So he established Hamdard University, was the chancellor of the Aligarh Muslim University.
And you know the thing that makes it so sweet and filmy?
Huh.
Okay, so Hakim Abdul Hamid in India, after partition, decides to stay here, becomes a Padma Bhushan awardee. Hakim Mohammad Saeed moves to Pakistan after the partition. He's building up enterprises. He's selling Roo Afza there. Okay, they've not spoken to each other. They've not met for years and years and years and years and years. And they die just a few months apart.
Oh.
Isn't it so sweet? Like some souls are just so connected.
This is like Karan Arjun.
Yeah.
My God, Jimmy, so much Bollywood.
I can't help it. Yeah. I can't help it.
You know, in 2023, Roo Afza sold 4 crore bottles in total across all the geographies.
India to sabse zyada hoga na. These numbers wale record is always ours.
Correct. And Pakistan is next on the list of countries buying Roo Afza. But do you want to guess who's third?
I guess Bangladesh, where it's manufactured.
Aise nahi puchta na phir.
Correct. Bangladesh nahi.
Oh.
Okay, so it has to be somewhere in the subcontinent, probably.
Or similar type.
Like,
of
think of what is Roo Afza used for and what countries would it be used
heat.
For that?
Oh, heat. Okay.
So, if
okay.
It's dry and hot.
Like desert type places.
Desert type places.
Also, think of immigration. Could it be Dubai, the Gulf?
Close. It's UAE.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. What makes Roo Afza so flavorful is pyar or panch khana.
What is panch khana?
Okay, I just made that up. So it's the five types of food types.
You can't just make up fact sounding things in the middle of a podcast that is supposed to have facts.
Jimmy is the ChatGPT.
He's just like, misinformation.
it's a creative spin on things.
Okay.
So the panch khanas are herbs, fruits, roots, flowers, and berries.
Wait, there's some vegetables also, no?
Atharva, kya tum explain karna chahoge ki vegetables don't exist?
Okay,
that's right.
Well, they don't
vegetables are a culinary term. they do not exist biologically
that
as separate
correct.
From fruits.
Okay, fine. Or batao.
Okay, so all the things we get from plants can scientifically be classified under leaves, roots, flowers, stems, seeds.
So, Kavya, Ruavza ke sabzi wale ingredients, vegetables that you were saying, kya hai batao?
Okay, one nimsha. Okay, so under the vegetables, there's spinach, carrot, mint, sponge guard. Oh, I see what you're saying. Spinach is a leaf. Carrot
is a root.
Right.
Mint is another leaf.
And the last one was sponge guard.
Which is a fruit.
Gourds are not fruits.
Gourds. Okay. Yeah. It's a fruit, man. It's, okay. So it's only called a vegetable when chefs decide to use it as a sabji.
Oh
but otherwise,
God.
It's fruit.
This
yeah.
is insane. This is going to take me a minute to digest,
oh,
honestly.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Well done. So, Professor Atharva ka us biology class ke baad, let's look at some of the other ingredients.
Ye sab Hindustani hai kya?
Good question. Let's play a quick guessing game. Let's start. Purslane, yeah. also called khurfa seeds.
Indian.
Atharva? Persian?
Yes. So, both of you, native to India and Persia. Okay. Chicory.
Okay. It has to be Indian because Coorg, right? Is where, oh. Do they grow chicory in Coorg?
Same feeling.
Chicory is believed to be from the British.
Oh my God!
This time they gave us something. We have not said stolen yet. In this तो हमारे यहाँ मतलब कर्नाटक और तमिलनाडु में चिकरी का मैक्सिमम यूज होता है राइट
या हाउ दो कॉफी नल मिक्स मारती है चिकरी
हाउ दो आदरे चिकरी दो 97 प्रोडक्शन हैपेंस इन गुजरात एंड उत्तर प्रदेश
वाओ मारा राज्य में
हाँ हाँ
ओके व्हाट एल्स
लेट्स सी देयर इज द लोटस रोजमेरी वाइन ग्रेप रेजिंस व्हिच इज नेटिव तो बैंगलोर का एक टाइप ऑफ वाइन ग्रेप है जिसका नाम है बैंगलोर ब्लू
ओह या ऑफ कोर्स बैंगलोर ब्लू हैज अ जीआई स्टेटस
ओके सो आई नो दिस जीआई थिंग जस्ट एक्सप्लेन अ लिटिल मोर
ओके सो जीआई स्टेटस का मतलब है कि ज्योग्राफिकल इंडिकेशन स्टेटस
और ये एक ऐसे प्रोडक्ट को दिया जाता है when it is known to originate from a specific geographical location and it possesses characteristics or qualities that are directly linked to its origin.
You can't make that thing in that way anywhere else.
So is that what the Rasgulla controversy was about?
Ye kaun sa tha?
Yes. So Rasgulla ka GI tag was given to West Bengal.
Correct.
Aur phir Odisha ne bola, ek minute, ye nahi ho sakta. We had Rasgulla from the 12th century.
Whoa.
Because they used to use it as prasad for Lord Jagannath's temple in Puri.
12th century say, wow.
However, they had not enough evidence.
ChatGPT.
I love the self-awareness, Jimmy.
thank you.
West Bengal ne kaha it was created by Nobin Chandra Das in 1860 aur GI tag West Bengal ko diya gaya.
Phir 2 saal baad Odisha ko bhi diya gaya tha na, something like that happened.
Correct. West Bengal ke rasgulle safed hote hain and the ones from Odisha are light brown.
Sweet.
Like the rasgulla. Okay, too much derailment. We've just gone off course here. So many more ingredients to cover. The European white lily, blue star water lily, both native to India.
But then, why is it called the European water lily if it's Indian?
Okay, let's go back to why did East India Company have India in their name?
Okay, wait, I have more. The Indian motorcycle is an American brand.
Okay, but if it's an American brand, it could be the native American. Like the other Indian, not us Indian.
Okay.
But like Indian Ocean, Indian Pale Ale, IPA.
Okay, fine. Point taken.
Thank you. Then in the fruit section, there is pineapple, apple, orange, and citron.
Oh my God, citron! You know that big wild lemon type
yes,
thing?
Yes, that one, exactly.
Mm. Oh yeah, in Tamil we call it anartanga. And I had never seen the fruit. So okay. My grandmother pickles it and dries it.
So you've only seen it in the pickle form?
Yeah!
Nice. Okay.
And I could not. And then I was in Pondicherry and I was on the street and I was just like, what is this ginormous lemon? Because it's like, imagine a lemon the size of an orange.
Yeah. On that's Astra, actually not Astrazer, on steroids.
Not a lemon on an asteroid. Okay. A lemon on steroids.
Steroids, yes.
And then you, like, it's apparently you can trace the origin of our modern lemons to being some kind of hybrid version of the citron over
that's
like 10,000 right. years.
Life didn't give you lemons, Jimmy. We gave ourselves
yeah.
lemons.
We domesticated lemons.
Okay. Then there is the berry section.
Bhai, ye to pura ek supermarket lag raha hai.
Kya pata, maybe that's what happened. Hakim Abdul Majid ek din supermarket gaye aur socha, ye sab leke kuch ban sakta hai kya?
What if he was playing truth and dare with his friends and that this was his dare? Okay. You're like, go to a supermarket, just
guys,
make something.
This is a carefully formulated product, okay? Like, there's science behind it.
Okay.
It's not just people throwing random things into a basket. That's not what it is.
Okay, sorry. So, berries mein, there were strawberries, raspberries, cherries, blackberries, blackcurrants and watermelon.
Tarbuz ek berry hai.
Atharva, Professor Atharva, you want to take that again?
Sure. So, scientifically, a berry... is a fruit that develops from a single ovary aur uske pulp mein beej hota hai.
Watermelons develop from the ovary of the flower, so it's a berry by itself.
Correct. That's right. Thanks. Thank you, Professor Atharva.
This yaar, is nuts.
Nuts is a berry?
No.
Nuts is a nut.
Nut is a nut.
It's a seed.
So a nut is actually the endosperm.
So if you're eating a chocolate that's a fruit and a nut, both of those are not real?
No, it's so basically a fruit is the fleshy covering. There's a seed inside, and when inside the seed you open up, there's a nut. So if you take almonds, if you consider them nuts, you crack it open and it's just white inside, right?
Yes.
That's the endosperm of the seed.
Oh.
Great.
That's right.
Okay.
All names are arbitrary. Nothing is actually what it is called.
ChatGPT has always been right.
Oh my God.
But Jimmy, tu main flavors pe to abhi aaya nahi.
Sorry, I was saving the best for the last. So rose is one main flavor.
Yeah.
Cura or screw pine is the other main flavor.
Yeah.
So total kitne ingredients?
I think close to about 30 or something.
Sorry, coriander is on the ingredient list.
Actually, it's one of my favorite herbs. Jab main khana banata hu, like dal or anything, whenever I'm in doubt about the taste, I just put a lot of coriander and it just makes the dish seem so fresh.
You know, Jimmy, I have a few friends who'll fight you for saying that.
Yeah.
Violence? Why, Atharva? Why? They don't have taste or what?
No, so apparently, there is some genetic quirk, like in some section of people, where if they taste coriander, it doesn't taste like how it tastes for us. It tastes like soap to them.
What's interesting about this is that it's not a small number of people. Right?
Yeah,
it's pretty
like
large.
12% of the population have this gene.
Before we invented soap, how did they know what it tasted like?
Oh.
Nice. They were just like, this is bad.
Yeah. Okay, so does it have a name, this condition?
Not that I came across, but the gene itself is called the soap gene. Because it makes cilantro taste like soap.
Ah,
and
okay.
Cilantro and coriander, of course, are the same things based on where you are in the world.
Very interesting. Okay, so, Atharva, that's the end of my Maha supermarket ingredient section of Ruh Afza.
Okay. We have done this nostalgia trip, right? Summer vacations, Ruh Afza in steel glasses, mummy yelling, fridge band kar do, varna gas chali jayegi. Right? Let's switch gears. Let's dive a bit deeper.
Deeper, like into the syrup?
Ooh.
More like into the science behind the syrup.
Mm.
It's time to unlock Ruh Afza, the Hakim's edition.
Yeah, so it turns out Ruh Afza isn't just red, sweet, tastes like rose garden exploded in your mouth. It's actually rooted, like you already mentioned, in Yunani medicine. Not Yunani. Okay, it's Yunani.
Yunani so old.
Oh no, we can't go there. We just can't.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry if you're a nanny and you're listening to this podcast.
You nanny?
You nanny.
Nice.
Okay, we can, all right.
So we're talking about this OG medicinal system that believes in balancing bodily humors. So basically this idea that there are different kinds of liquids in the body that affect how we behave, how we feel, what kind of illnesses. And the main ones are phlegm, blood, yellow bile, black bile.
Exactly. So basically, when they were diagnosing you back in the day, when I was not born yet, they didn't...
So a long time ago.
They didn't ask, how are you feeling? They asked, kya aapka safra theek chal raha hai?
Nice. So if you had to ask someone how they are, you'd be like, what safra?
Nice. I like.
So Yunani medicine is a Perso-Arabic system. So Yunani comes from Greek. But it comes to us via Persia and Arabia. It's based on the teachings of Greek physicians like Hippocrates and Galen. You know, Galen is the guy who famously said that food is medicine.
Right. Yeah. And it evolved further through Islamic scholars like Ibn Sina and Al-Razi. Then it hit India with the Delhi Sultanate and boom, desification happened.
That's right.
Desification is a really nice word.
I like it.
Yes. So basically, these two people, Charaka and Sushruta, they shook hands with Ibn Sina, metaphorically, of course. And out came this beautiful mix of Greek, Arabic, Indian and Chinese knowledge. a whole thali of medical wisdom.
Sorry, can I say something about Sushruta before we move on?
Of course.
He's considered the first plastic surgeon in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, he does like, he's a person who has supposedly done the first skin grafting ever. And it's many years ago.
This came on your WhatsApp University Award, or it's actually...
No, it's actually true.
So Jim, I fact checked the research that
look
I
on
do.
Kavya's face. She was
unlike
aghast.
Other people in this room.
Oh, you, that look on your face was just priceless, yeah, Kavya.
Yeah.
How dare.
How dare. Correct.
You question my integrity?
So, basically, Ruh Afza was a direct result of this fusion, right? Hmm. It was launched in 1907 by Hakim Hafiz Abdullah Majid, a Yunani practitioner, as a cooling concentrate or lajawab tonic for heat stroke, dehydration and garmi ka hamla.
Wait, so serious question. Was Ruh Afza ORS before ORS?
Pretty much, except tastier and much more dramatic. Matlab, agar ORS ek Bollywood gana hai, to Ruh Afza is sher o shayari in a bottle.
Wah, kya baat, nice, kya baat, kya baat, kya baat.
And this Yunani approach wasn't just about symptoms, okay? It was about balance.
Okay.
They were really inspired by Thanos, right?
So who honestly is a very relatable villain. Even when I saw that plotline, I was just like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. You actually believe that half the world has to be wiped
out. Yeah,
okay.
I feel like, huh, theek hai, no problem. Sorry, keep going.
So Ruh Afza had a careful blend of herbs and fruits to cool the body and align your inner vibes.
Uh-huh.
It was like he got together a plant-based Avengers team.
So this is why moms sometimes treat Ruh Afza as like some kind of amrit. Headache, Ruh Afza, stomachache, Ruh Afza, doodh nahi peena, Ruh Afza.
That's right.
The other brand that Hamdard has is called...
Safi.
No, it's called Sualin. Have you heard of Sualin? So a friend of mine who's super into Ayurvedic medicine uses Sualin to... when she feels a cold coming on. That's also a Hamdard product.
Okay.
But the nuska that I really believe in is Samahan, which Jimmy...
Oh, yes.
We're letting you into a theater actor's secret. Samahan is the best thing that can happen to a theater actor. It's this powder. You put it in either chai or in a glass of hot water. Oh my God, the way your throat improves, especially if you're on vocal strain. That's my tip for the day, guys.
Yeah,
hot
it's,
tip.
It's so cool. Very, very good. It has some 40 to 50 herbs or something like that. It's a great composition.
Okay, talking about herbs and medicine, let's talk about modern day Yunani, right?
Yeah.
This system, it didn't just stop in 1907. India actually has a full-fledged degree for Yunani medicine. It's called Bachelor of Yunani Medicine and Surgery. Bums. B-U-M-S. No jokes.
Oh, what a bummer.
Anyway, Yunani is under the Indian Ministry of Ayush umbrella. And Ayush is an acronym.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it stands for something. Yeah, what you just thought it meant, you know, generally.
Good health, because Ayush, they say Ayushman Bhava.
Yeah.
Ayushman Khurana.
I don't think they say Ayushman Khurana.
But I think that he's like a superhero, right? Like for good health. Ayushman.
Oh, no.
Ayush. Oh.
Okay.
No?
Nice.
Wait, so Ayush is an acronym. So the A-Y-U-S-H all stand for ancient sciences and traditional medicine practices.
Okay.
So what are they? Go.
So A would be Ayurveda.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now the Yush.
Why? Yajurveda?
No, that's not what that is. Why is for yoga.
Okay.
Oh, I actually never thought of yoga as a science. I thought it was only like exercise.
Yeah, well, actually, science isn't quite the right word to describe this combination of things. It's actually... it's like a traditional knowledge system. So we'll talk about that. So yoga is a traditional knowledge system.
Right.
A and Y, we got it.
U is Yunani, like we discussed.
Spot on. S and H.
H is probably homeopathy, no?
Yes, very good. And the S is the most challenging of the lot. So I'm not surprised you haven't gotten it yet.
S is what?
Siddha.
Oh,
have you guys heard of Siddha?
No,
okay, so
no.
The Siddha system of medicine is a healing practice which is recorded in Tamil. So we used to have Siddhas, for example, when I was growing up, I've seen them, I've met the healing practitioners.
Okay.
And they do the work by observing specific changes in body. So they'll like look at you, and much like when you go to an Ayurvedic doctor, you can get your nadi looked at and things like that. They still use all of those things. right? So you would have Siddhas come and teach you how to heal internally, working things like that.
Oh.
And they have also, one thing that's common to most of these traditional knowledge systems is the lack of side effects, which is the advantage, the main sales pitch outside of allopathy, which has so many things. In Siddha, they use processed metals and minerals, you know, mercury, silver, arsenic, lead, sulfur, in treating infectious diseases without side effects.
All of these seem poisonous, no?
Yeah, man, because if you treat them, then they have bigger problems. But no, I mean, homeopathy, maybe they give you a diluted version of the thing causing the illness to treat it, na?
Actually, not diluted version of the thing. It is something that causes a similar symptom.
Oh.
Yeah.
So for example, when you have an allergy, tears roll down your eyes, right? So they use onions and a diluted version of onion to give you create a medicine that treats allergies. Because when you cut onions, tears roll down your eyes. So this is something like that.
Yeah, so basically the theory it's based on is that a substance causing some kind of specific symptoms in healthy individuals could treat similar symptoms of diseases.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's so interesting. If you look at the origin, the etymology of the word homeopathy, it comes from the Greek word homeos, which means like or, you
similar.
Know,
similar.
Similar, like homogenous, for example, comes from the same root. Homeop and pathos, meaning suffering or tragedy.
Oh.
So the thing that is similar to suffering, like suffering.
Okay. And fun fact, homeopathy was created by a German physician, Dr. Christian Friedrich Samuel Hahnemann in 1805.
Okay, stop. I feel like that is a topic for another podcast.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. That's right.
Back to Yunani, right? To protect this treasure trove of traditional wisdom, India has created a traditional knowledge digital library of nearly 1 lakh Yunani formulations.
You know why this happened? Because some genius in the US tried to patent putting haldi on wounds.
Yeah, and it's not just that. You remember that yoga controversy? Some folks tried to trademark yoga poses. Okay, like Downward Dog, TM by Chad and Becky.
Oh.
Yeah.
These white people, no?
Always stealing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And so no wonder they have to find some way to stop it.
And
so
say that it already existed. Yeah.
Yeah. The library is available for people.
Okay. Before we close this episode, let's quickly listen to the ads as they evolved. Okay. From 90s to 2008. 2008 is when they signed Juhi Chawla as brand ambassador. And then 2022. So the three ads, we play them back to back.
घर से तू घर वाली फीलिंग रू आपसा वाली फील हो रू आपसा वाली फील नहीं शुरुआतों में विनिंग की फीलिंग हर बात में दिल वाली फील रू आपसा वाली फील
So in this final ad, they advertise their sachets as well as zero sugar wala drink, basically adapting to the needs.
They also got like a fizzy, like you can get it in a can kind of stuff. They have a bunch of, like, they really tried to modernize. Ruafsa's trying really hard to meet modern consumers where they are.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Okay, before we end, let's add a little more Bollywood to the mix, right? Janvi Kapoor aur Rajkumar Rao ki ek movie thi, Ruhi karke.
Huh.
They changed the title of that movie 3 times before they arrived at Ruhi.
Huh.
Right? Pehle Ruhi Afza.
Oh.
Phir Ruhi Afza na. And finally Ruhi. So, I am wondering, maybe Ruhi Afza filed a complaint
against them. Possible. And then there was this controversy with Ye Jawani Hai Diwani. जहां रणबीर कपूर बोलता है कि ये रूह अफजा बहुत खराब है, देन रूह अफजा टुक देम टू कोर्ट, देन द कोर्ट अलाउड द थिएटर रिलीज, बट व्हेन दे वर रिलीजिंग ऑन टीवी एंड ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म्स दे हैड टू चेंज द सीन. तो द डायलॉग चेंजेस टू ये शरबत बहुत खराब है.
ओह दैट्स सो इंटरेस्टिंग.
ओके, टू एंड दिस एपिसोड, जनरली व्हाट वी डू इज वी आस्क आवरसेल्व्स अ क्वेश्चन. सो क्वेश्चन इज, what is the weirdest combination you can think of with Rooh Afza?
Or Rooh Afza?
Yeah.
You know what I think would taste really good with Rooh Afza?
Huh?
Jim Jams.
The biscuit.
Yeah, the Jim Jam biscuit with like the little cream jam thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the like a vanilla cream middle.
Okay.
Just get a tiny little bit of Rooh Afza, put some vanilla ice cream in it, and dip Jim Jams in it.
Wow.
That's okay. What I think would be amazing. If you try this at home, please let me know. Credit me with your concoctions.
I feel like if you add gelatin to it and make a jelly out of it.
Like those custard things.
Like those custard things would be a great form to eat Rooh Afza.
Okay. Weird combination. See, the thing is that I stay away from weird combinations, but I think my daughter may want to dip her egg dosas in a bowl of Rooh Afza and have it.
Do you think she would like bubble tea Rooh Afza?
Oh, yeah.
Also because our friend Jimmy's daughter loves bubble tea.
Yeah, she loves bubble tea. That's true. All right, that's the end of our episode for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being curious. Please follow us everywhere you listen to podcasts and subscribe as well so that you never miss an episode. We'll be back with a brand new episode next week. That's our promise. One episode every Friday. This is That's the Thing on Radio Azim Premji University. Me signing out along with Kavya and Atharva.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. This non-commercial program is for educational purposes only.